It's about a bunch of zoo animals in New York, New Yorkers who are best friends. Marty, the zebra, Alex, the lion, Gloria's a hippo, and Melman's a giraffe. And they, through a series of events, get stuck out in the wild in Madagascar, and they've never been in the wild before, so they sort of have to fend for themselves. They're sort of like New Yorkers who have to go out into the world, and they sort of learn about each other and their friendship.
My character's name is Marty. He's a zebra that happens to talk. It's good for me, right? And he lives in a Central Park zoo, and he's tired of the zoo. So he wants to go to the wilds of Africa, and his friends follow him, and they are in Africa. And they realize they're not zoo animals, and they're not equipped to hunt. So they want to get back home to New York.
I just got a call from Jeffrey Katzenberg, and he said, "Would you be interested in playing a hippo in my new animation, Madagascar?" And as soon as I heard that, I thought it was absolutely an adorable idea, you know. So, and I had a lot of fun.
Well, the eyelashes, for one. I mean, I have extremely long eyelashes. I don't know if you want to zoom and do a special insert shot, but they're phenomenal. No, I don't know. I'd like to think that, but it's probably because I'm kind of probably tall and gawky.
Not really. I mean, Jada Pinkett Smith is, I think, as far from a hippo as you can get. David Schwimmer is, I don't know him that well, but I don't think he's quite as tall as his character. And I think Marty is a very, very funny character, and it's like sort of like has elements of Chris's personality. Chris likes to say that he is both black and white, he says. They should go see the movie if they want to laugh, have a good time, something you take your family to. It's a very family-friendly movie, which I think is a good thing to have out there. And you don't really see either myself in too many family-friendly movies or Chris Rock, for sure. So, a little change of pace for everybody. I think it will specifically appeal to everyone. Everyone in the universe. That's how good this movie is. No, it'll appeal to, I'm just kidding. It'll appeal to almost everyone.
I should see it because it's just really funny, and all these DreamWorks comedies and animated movies are they're really just good comedies. I mean, they just happen to be animated. People go see anime and go, "Oh, it's just for kids." Nah. If you want to laugh, go see Madagascar.